Hello, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McKee. I'm so excited to have you join me each week as we explore a variety of topics around life in the greater Palm Springs area. From real estate market updates to lifestyle topics, interesting people, food and entertainment, we keep it authentic and fun. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Jennifer McKee Realtor on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to keep up to date on everything happening in the Coachella Valley. Also, be sure to go to Apple Podcasts and like and leave a review for this show. I really appreciate it. And now, without further ado, let's go to this week's show. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Real Life Show Podcast. I'm so glad you could join me and my co-host, Ryan.
Hello.
We love living in the greater Palm Springs area. I actually never thought that I'd be living in the desert. And coming from Washington State, the Great Northwest, all the green that I love so much, and then now I live in like a desert filled with brown, but I actually really do love it. And when we first came out here, I remember that we were kind of overwhelmed with all the little different areas and pockets of this valley, because there's actually multiple cities, for those of you who live here, you know, multiple cities that people outside of the area refer to as Palm Springs. But really, locals, we don't refer to the whole area as Palm Springs. There's Palm Springs and Cathedral City and Rancho Mirage and Desert Hot Springs and Palm Desert and La Quinta and Indio, and the list goes on, right? Well, I have a lot of people that are always asking me when they're looking for homes or places to live about different communities. And because there's so many gated communities, everyone has a different feel, a different vibe, a different architectural style, different lifestyle, different amenities. And I know that when we were looking for a house to buy last year, that was even overwhelming for us, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of communities. And like you said, each one's so different. And, you know, one feature in one community might be something that you really want, but the style of home or location in the valley might not be ideal for what, you know, you're needing. So it's trying to find kind of like that perfect space that has kind of all the different things that you're wanting, or at least the majority of the things,
right,
that you're wanting.
Well, I know that when the community that we ended up buying in, when I drove through it, there was a lot of green, a lot of grass, a lot of trees. There's a huge green belt, and it really spoke to me coming from Washington. I really missed the green, so I loved it. Right across the street is another community that really has an Arizona, New Mexico vibe to it in the architectural style and even their landscaping. It's a lot of sand, a lot of brown, and it's just, you know, a stone's throw away, and they're two very different communities.
And so, each one's pretty in their own way, but for us, we wanted more of the green.
Exactly. So my goal, and one of my goals with this podcast, is to just help inform you and give you valuable information. And so since I'm getting a lot of questions about different communities and lifestyle and amenities and all that, I decided that we are going to highlight, every once in a while, we're going to do a highlight episode of a community or communities so that you get a good feel for the whole area, the greater Palm Springs area, and what it really has to offer. So today,
drum roll, please.
The community that I'm highlighting is a beautiful community called Terra Lago.
I hope that drum roll did not just mess up all of our
audience. Your sound editing is going to be a nightmare. Terra Lago, it's in Indio, right off of I-10, just north of I-10. It is a beautiful community, and I want to tell you a lot about it. Ryan, have you actually spent much time in Terra Lago?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I know that, you know, it's kind of one of the farthest east on I-10 communities, you know, as you're actually coming out of the desert heading west on I-10, it's kind of one of the first communities that you come to, but it really is sort of out there. It's past Jackson, it's on I-10. And it's actually, I mean, I think a lot of people like that because it's quieter, it's kind of removed from the city bustle and all that, but it is, you know, it is out there a little bit.
It is, but it's definitely worth it once you get in the community. Really, I mean, there's communities out here that are very small and very large, up to like 5,500 homes, you know, so it feels like a city in and of itself. But this particular community sits on 356 acres, and it has about 650 homes that are mostly single family, but there are some townhome, like attached walls, that are just absolutely stunning as well. So I'm going to give you some stats about Terra Lago. I think it's amazing, and there's actually videos online, and you can research some more, but I wanted to give you some helpful information. So in this large community that sits on 356 acres, there's actually five neighborhoods designed by four different builders. Now, it doesn't feel like that because once you go into the gate of Terra Lago, you're in the gate, you're in the neighborhood. But really, there were different builders that kind of just did different sections. And that's why there's different style of homes or different floor plans in different areas of the community. But the cool thing about this community that a lot of the neighborhoods out here don't have is this one has a lake. So any kind of water feature in the desert is always a good thing. It's just amazing.
And it's a big lake. I mean, it's a lot of water.
It is a 22-acre lake. It's big. Now, you can't, I mean, this is sad news for some of you, but you can't water ski. You cannot do that. You can't have like a boat with a big motor that's zipping around the lake. You can have small boats. People kayak a lot, do things like that.
There's fishing, isn't there?
Yes, there's fishing. Yeah. People will fish. But it's just really beautiful. It breaks up the desert. I mean, when you're out there, you have mountain views. There's palm trees. The sun is shining. And then there's water. I mean, it doesn't get much better. And another thing about this community is that it is not age restricted. So it's not a retirement community. However, there are a lot of retirees that actually just love it because there is a pretty good social life there. There's a clubhouse with, you know, when there's like clubs and people that gather and meet. And in the clubhouse, there's a fitness center. There is
a billiards room.
And then there's a nice also a ballroom with a catering kitchen for events. The clubhouse is 10,000 square feet. Yeah, there's a pool. There's a kids' wading pool and a playground. And it is a great place for families. We really considered this community. It was a toss-up. We just couldn't find a home at that time in there that we wanted to purchase. So, but it definitely was in my, you know, made the short list of communities that I was willing and interested to live in. There's 1 and 2 story homes and golf course views because golf is a huge deal out here in the desert. And it's kind of crazy. It'll be 115 degrees outside and we're burning up. We're in our car. The AC is on and we drive by a golf course and there is someone out there golfing every time. And I just don't know how they do it. It's dedication to the game.
And I don't know if golfers, anyone who plays golf, I think has to have a few bricks short of a full
what?
Load, maybe. I don't know. It's, yeah. They're,
you don't like golf?
Well, I'm not in 115 degree temperature.
Oh, well, yeah. Something's gotta 115 degree temperature, definitely. But the golf club at Terra Lago actually hosted the PGA Tour Skins game in 99 to 2002. So that's kind of like their claim to fame. It's a 36-hole golf club.
And they have some cool memorabilia. Good grief, I can't get it out. in the clubhouse area, which is kind of cool.
It is cool. And I know friends that live in there and they absolutely love it. It is guarded. Some of the homes, like some of the communities are just gated, but this is gated and guarded. So you're not getting in that gate unless you have a transponder on your car because you live there. Or, you know, someone you know has left your name at the gate and given you a pass. Because even though I go into that community all the time and the same guard sees me all the time, she still makes me show my realtor card and my ID every time. So she's doing her job right. And you just don't get in there. So I feel like it's a very safe community. And the homes really, I mean, you can get almost any size home there. Go up to even as high as 6 bedrooms. From 1,600 square feet to well over 3,000 square feet. I mean, there's just quite an array of homes, sizes, floor plans.
Aren't there still lots available in there? That are,
yes, there's, yeah. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, they've got some model homes open right now that you can go look at and tour, and they're just beautiful. It's one of my favorite things to do is to go walk through a model home because I'm just like everyone else who watches HGTV. I just love pretty homes. And when you go in and see a designer has perfectly designed the home and decorated it and it's perfectly clean.
I hate it because every time we walk through, you're always like, oh, we need that.
I want that.
I'm like, that's a $1,000 chandelier. Like, we're not buying that.
I know. It is one of my favorite things to do, and then take a lot of pictures and get inspiration on how to make my home as beautiful as the designer homes, which never quite measures up. But they have beautiful model homes open, and it's great to go tour. It's definitely worth checking out if you're a family, and even if you're not, you're a retiree and just want... Sometimes people, the retirees that I work with and know, will check out the 55-plus communities, and sometimes it's a really good fit because it's the 55-plus communities are filled with people like you that have retired or almost retired, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle and activity, and, you know, we joke that that's like college without the classes, and... So someone who maybe doesn't want as much of that lifestyle could go over to Terra Lago, a place like that where it's not age restricted and anybody, you know, so you're going to have kids and there'll be other retirees, but it's not as like social as the 55 plus communities are. But it's definitely, Terra Lago is more social than an average neighborhood would be because there is the clubhouse and events and they host great events for the kids in the neighborhood and things like that.
Well, it's a really nice play area for the kids. There's like a big green belt area mm-hmm. that they can throw frisbees and baseball and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's really designed. And then there's also these cool little other little lake pond, I guess more as a pond. I think there's a couple of them and there's like some ducks and, you know, there's like cranes and stuff that, you know, so you can kind of walk along and see fish and
you're right there by the Shadow Mountains, so
all the hiking trails right
there. It's just gorgeous.
There's a lot
to
do.
Yeah. Are amazing, and really it's very, very convenient. You're like seconds away from I-5, and I mean, let's talk about what's really important. You're within just a few minutes of TKB, which is the best sandwich place in the world. Okay, well, at least in the nation, because it was ranked the number one restaurant on Yelp. And I'm addicted, and I think that every place you consider should be, you should always take into account how far it is from TKB.
Right, well, or Starbucks, because, oh, fun. You got a little...
Yeah, feel free to answer that while we're on that. Yeah, or Starbucks. I agree with that.
Yeah, or Starbucks,
that.
And then you've got all the other shopping right near there. So even though North Indio, East Indio kind of feels a little bit removed from the rest of the valley.
It's really the fastest growing area of the desert.
Yeah, so it's all expanding out there. And when you're on I-10, I mean, it's, you know, it's
only
a few minutes away from the airport and stuff. So yeah, you don't feel that removed. And there's so much development and all the new restaurants.
So many restaurants and
all kinds of stuff,
stores,
coming
in and
out. Yeah, so it's a nice area.
And the schools, you're in a good school system there. Shadow Hills High School is not very far away. That's a great high school. There's just a lot to be said for that community. I think some people overlook it because they think it's a little far out, but really it's not. Once you get in there, you think, okay, this is why people live here. It's amazing. And I want to say another big plus, if you're an investor looking to invest in maybe a vacation home, I know a lot of my buyers from Orange County, LA County, they are looking to have a vacation home that they can come out and escape the city. Or if you're from the north and you just want to escape the winters and the cold weather and come down to the greater Palm Springs area, but you want to offset the cost by being able to Airbnb your home, most cities out here now, it's very difficult to do it. And most neighborhoods have restrictions. But Terra Lago is in Indio. Indio allows it with a permit. And Terra Lago allows it. So I have friends that Airbnb their homes in Terra Lago and they make great money at it, and they're able to have a vacation home that they can come visit when they want to. So that is a huge plus because that's very rare. Yeah. So any questions about Terra Lago, Ryan? You're representing the listener. Any questions you think they might have?
No.
Ooh,
I
have a good one. Price point.
I think you covered a lot of it. Okay, yeah.
Price point. You know, I think that really, first of all, the price point in Terra Lago is very affordable as far as California and desert standards go. And at any time, obviously every day the market is different, and what's on the market, you know, yesterday, maybe not what's on the market today. So I don't want to give like hard numbers, but I'm going to tell you, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull up. I am going to give you hard numbers. I'm going to pull up on the MLS right now, what is on the market? Oh, wow. Only 6 homes as of right now, ranging from $315,000 for a 1920 square foot home, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, all the way to $469,000 for an almost 2,500 square foot home. So really affordable family homes or vacation home.
For this area.
For this area. It's amazing. And some of them have pools, some don't, but there is a community pool. And so, you know, even if you don't have a private pool in your backyard, it is a great community pool for the neighborhood. So there you have it. Everything that you wanted to know and maybe didn't about Terra Lago. If you have any questions about Terra Lago, I'd love to answer them for you, or any of the surrounding communities, or if there's certain communities that you're thinking, I would love to know more about that, please contact me and let me know, because I want to be able to give you valuable information. So there you have it.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and that there is everything about Terra Lago. Stay tuned for the next episode.